Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, victory over discouragement and fear. Every leader faces enemies named discouragement and fear in their life and career journey. The game changer is how we respond. Our thinking will determine our response and actions. When facing discouragement and fear, we can sometimes allow our thinking to become fixed on our circumstances, and we lose sight of who we are and to whom we belong. If we trust that our lives and times are in God's hands, we will gain a proper perspective and respond accordingly. Where are you on your journey, my friend? Whatever you're facing, remember the outcome will be a victory if you trust in God. Keep your faith fixed on God and His faithfulness to you. You are here to impact the lives of those you serve and observe you on your journey. Someone will benefit by seeing your faith in action. What comes to mind? Who comes to mind as you think about this? Now, think about your circumstances. What do you need to happen for a successful outcome? You may need wisdom to figure it out. That's okay. Here's an observation and quote that came to me. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. I've been practicing the principle of asking God, praying and listening to Him for 20 years. I'm still practicing and observing the results. Here's my observation. We must confidently move in the chosen pathway He directs. Listen to His instructions and follow His leading in everything. We will meet the victory that only God can provide. God loves it when we pray and ask for His help in everything. Nothing is too large or too small to ask of Him. Remember, God loves you. Here are the steps to victory when tempted to be discouraged and fearful. Remember the promises of God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God has empowered believers to think and take actions He commands. The key is believing in prayer. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. We want victory, and God has promised to give us victory when we pray, because prayer links our needs to God's ability, and God never fails. So when you pray, my friends, when you pray to God, tell Him what you need and listen, obey, and write down in your journal what He says. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Persevere and keep praying, my friends. When what God promises comes to pass, note it for future reference on your journey, and share your insights for victory with a friend. Also, remember, choose your relationships wisely. Is this person affirming and encouraging me in my walk with God? Otherwise, seek God's choosing for new friends and relationships. God holds victory in store for you. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.